the Best Stop supermarket in Scott.
The Rendezvous de Cajon, the only show of its kind, presented right here every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. in the historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. I hope y'all enjoy the band we got for you tonight. I know it's going to be entertaining. I also want to invite our radio and our television audience to come out here and join us at the theater. It's a wonderful environment for Cajun music and dance. You're welcome anytime, any Saturday evening. My name is Sam Brady. I am a National Park Ranger, and I work for Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve right here at the Prairie Cajun Cultural Center in Eunice. I want to recognize, and we are really proud to be a sponsor of this event. I want to recognize the other sponsors of this event, the City of Eunice, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association, John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. We appreciate those sponsors. I want to, at this time, introduce to you the gentleman who's going to be your host for the evening, and he will be your guide through the evening's entertainment. I'd like to present to you Mr. Ray Landry.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. I thought he was gotten shy and wasn't going to come out.
There you go.
Thank you, Sam.
Tonight, we have a group all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. That's what I'm screaming about. Cameron Dupuis and the Cajun Troubadours. Let's make them welcome. Thank you. The accordion two-step. That's what I'm talking about, huh, Karen? That's what like that me. So how's the house? You hear pretty good out there? Yeah. I'm sorry? Everything's good out there? Yeah. Okay, what needs to come up? Well, okay, we're going to play one more song to make sure y'all got it right, because I know you prejudice. I know that you like him, and anything he does is first rate. I'm worried about the rest of the guys in the band. We're gonna do one something called La Dernière Valse, The Last Waltz. Yes, sir. La Dernière Valse. That was an old Alice Roche song. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember who did the vocals? This is a trivia question, by the way.
Philip Ballymore.
Philip Ballymore, that's right, on steel guitar. I get, you know, Cameron is on my Facebook, and I get, you know, he's on vacation from school, so he gets to go on YouTube and get all this research about his old music. And he sends me that stuff, and I just I keep waiting for it on Facebook to enjoy some of that music. And there's one particular filming of Aldous Roger and the Lafayette Playboys. I don't even know what year that was. I know the main sponsor was Slitz Beer, and the guy said the only beer in the world is Slitz Beer. And I remember him speaking French, and they did something called the Musicians' Waltz. 1966. John Dale, how would you know that? You were there. But the bass player all the way on the end, John Dale Hebert. Let's make him welcome. Also, on this side of the bandstand is John Dowden. Did I say it right? Dowden. Hold on. That's what I said. John Dowden. Is that right now? Yes? Well, anyway, John Dowden on fiddle. And back on the drums back there is Tyler Clemens, all the way from New Orleans. And, of course, the dad himself on guitar and vocals, Mr. Michael Dupuy. Cameron and I are going to be talking after a while. Of course, Cameron Dupuy on accordion. And we're going to be talking a little bit about his climbing the ladder, you might say, to play Cajun music. Has developed into one of the most amazing young accordion players, in my opinion, on the planet. Some of you might agree or disagree, but that's okay. We'd like to do one for you. Aces Rock? You know that, Karen? You like that? Okay, we're going to hear it. Aces Rock. As soon as they get finished, they don't like no dead air. So while they're talking, I got to make up some stuff. So, you ready to go? Aces Rock.
One, two, one, two,
I get the connection. Belton Richard and the Louisiana Aces. Thus, the Aces Rock.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was just guessing at that, but I knew I was...
Musical Aces.
I'm sorry, Musical Aces, yes. What did I say, Louisiana Aces?
Yeah.
Musical Aces.
Louisiana.
Yeah, I saw what somebody was looking. You know, he recorded an album back in the day with Aldous Roger. Belton did. And I had a copy. I have a copy of it somewhere in my archives. Somewhere that I got to look. It's one of the most amazing. Listen, Man Afshar, Aldous Roger, Belton Richard, Tony Thibodeau on fiddle. I'm talking about the band. Rodney Miller on steel. That's right. You heard the album?
Yeah.
That's an outstanding album. And of course, I think back in the day, Belton started playing the drums for Aldous when he first started. So, yeah, boy, I tell you, those were the good old days. La Voz de Heritage. That's got to be Ivy Dugard wrote that, I'm thinking, and when he was playing with Phil Manorton, there you go. Because of the Louisiana Travelers Waltz, I remember that. But yeah, Phil Manorton, the Louisiana Travelers, Ivy Dugard wrote that song way back when, something called La Voz de Heritage, the Heritage Waltz. We're changing accordions? Okay, great.
Thank you. Oh, c'est bien la vérité. J'étais né cadien. Quand je vais mourir, je vais être cadien. That's never a true statement. Ivy Dugard did a great job with that song right there. We'd like to do one. You're going to help me out on some of these songs, but I'm pretty well versed in who wrote the songs and stuff. The next one, The Little Short Dress, Robert Elkins, actually Paul Daigle and Robert Elkins and Cajun Gold at the time. We need for those guys to have a reunion, right? Robert Elkins and all of those guys, Paul Daigle, get together and Liberty Theater would be great to have that, have them here. So here's one of the songs that was written by a guy named Varman Daigle way back in the day when Paul was just coming out with all of them new songs in Cajun music and taking the Cajun music industry by storm. This is one of the songs, the great songs that Varman Daigle wrote, La Petite Robe Courte, A Little Short Dress. A little short dress, boy like that me. You know, if you're wondering, a young accordion player like that, how good is Cameron Dupuy? And I'll tell you how good he is. I've been observing him, I guess, for 6 years. How long have you been playing now?
About six years.
And I noticed you came at the jam session at Vermilionville. When it was in the, might have even been in the slave quarters when we first started. And I knew back then that he was going to be a force to reckon with, surely in Cajun music. And so to answer my question about how good is Cameron Dupuy, is that he has won every single accordion contest he has entered.
Except one.
I'm not going to tell him about the one you didn't win. I'm going to tell him about the seven that you did win. I'm not interested. You came out first and a half on the one. Anyway, listen, I got to tell you, this is the story. I'm sticking to it. There's a big old accordion contest in Jennings every Mardi Gras at the Strand Theater. It's one of the most fantastic accordion contests on the planet. So Saturday of next year at Mardi Gras, make sure you make a date to be in Jennings at the accordion contest. It always starts at 12 noon. It's called the Accordion Shootout. Well, the first time I saw Cameron, well, he won. And the next year, I think he was going into another bracket. In other words, you can't win in a certain category 2 years in a row. It would be unfair. So I think he was a junior when he won, or in the junior category. And then next year was in the senior category. And then next year he asked me if he could participate. And I said, absolutely, I think you can, because you're in a different category. You're stepping up. So we let him go, and he won that one. And then I'm thinking the next year he called again. He said, well, and this was the first year we had the professional category. Is that the first year?
It might have been like the second.
Might have been the second year. Well, anyway, so he calls and he wants to participate in the professional category. So we let him, and guess what? He won that one too. And I thought there was only four of them. He won, but there's seven, because he won three of the Crawley accordion contests. So them guys just don't want to compete against Cameron anymore. That's understandable. The next song is La Valsa Papa y Mam. Mom and Dad's Waltz. Who did that?
Originally Lefty Frizzell, but then Belton recorded.
Lefty Frizzell. And that's something else, too, man. Cameron, you're a young guy like that. How old are you? 17 now?
Gonna be 17.
He sends me these old country clips on Facebook and YouTube, and some of those people on there. Rhonda Vincent, oh my God, one of the best vocalists in the entire. Janice and I listen to her every day, every single day since you sent me that thing. So we're going to do something, or actually, Cameron's going to do something called La Valsa Papa y Mam, Mom and Dad's Waltz.
Mache and Mill, Anta de Mill, for my Maddie Mon Pat, Kisakone, Dratiton. Mon amour est vrai, aussi vrai, pour ma mère et mon père, qui s'accordait, je vais tout temps dans mon idée. Dans mon cœur de l'amitié, pour ma médaille, esprit tous les soirs, pour ma for my dad.
Beautiful job, Mike.
Thank you.
Are you you're still working for a living? You're still on Bourbon Street? Still doing that? You know, Michael is a musician by trade, meaning these are all musicians by trade. John plays with you?
Yeah.
Three nights a week. And you're playing at the
Tropical Isle
Bayou Club. There's Cajun music going there almost 24/7. That's 7 days a week. In New Orleans,
yeah.
Down Bourbon Street. You still doing some gigs with Bruce?
Bruce plays with us on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Bruce Degerfong, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, so on Bourbon Street with those guys. Same place. Tropical Isle on Bourbon Street. And then you and John play with another group. Oh, you're all playing the same group. Is it two separate groups, or are you just with Bruce?
That band's called the Cajun Drifters. And then they have Brandon Miller out there who has Louisiana Inferno. I'll play with him.
Okay, yeah, Brandon Miller.
And his father plays the guitar with Brandon Miller.
Really? He was his dad, Isaac, steel guitar player.
His father plays the guitar. His dad's
I see. I'm confused, so I know we're confusing them, but we know, contrary to popular belief, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Isaac actually still lives over here. He lives in Lafayette, and his father, the drummer, his dad plays a guitar with Brandon Miller.
I see. Okay. He played here when? He played here last month, didn't he? Brandon played.
Yeah, with Charlie MC.
Yeah. Great accordion players. If you can tell, it's in the blood, you know, it's in the Millers. That's for sure. Alonso Lafayette, Cleomar Bro, Falcon Bro, and Amadei Bro, maybe the first ones to ever record that song. And then naturally, Aldous Roger just tore a hole completely in it when he did Alonso Lafayette. So it's a make welcome the Troubadours with something called Alonso Lafayette.
Yeah, we'll do it the same way Joe Falcon and them actually recorded it. So instead of in the push position like Aldous, we do it in a pull like Joe Falcon.
Well, really? Okay, yeah. Let's hear it. Thank you. Oh, yeah, baby. Alonso Lafayette. The walls are no return. Noncale used to call it The Walls That Don't Come Back. That's an old Belton Richard song. If I'm not mistaken, which I'm very seldom mistaken, but I think it was Johnny Allen wrote that song originally for Belton.
Not just Belton did.
I know, but I think it's Johnny that wrote the song for. But Belton could have been. I could be wrong, but The Waltz of No Return.
This is one he did on the Aldous Meets
Belton. Oh, is that right? Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. The Waltz of No Return. Yes, sir. That's one of my favorites. One of my favorites that Belton does, for sure. And he did it on that album with Aldous Roger.
Yeah, that was the first recording of it. Yeah.
Man, great, great, great song.
That was on the Shamo label.
Shamo.
Yeah, with Hank and Dago Redlick out of Crowley.
Wow. Where you get all this stuff?
I talked to the guy on the phone.
Oh, okay.
But he's deceased now, but I guess I was a little older than Cameron, and I found out about the album, and I called him up, and I said, you wouldn't happen to have a copy. And he said, my boy, I lost all that a long time ago. So
I think I have it. It's somewhere in
I have a copy.
Oh, you do now?
Well,
you do have
it? I traded it.
Oh, you traded it. Well, you're listening to the beautiful music of Cameron Dupuy and the Cajun Troubadours all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, with his dad, Mike. Give me a second. Hold on. Hold that thought. July the 19th, right here at the Liberty Theater, we're going to have Ryan Brunet. Il est malfacteurs. I know Ryan Brunet. Il est un malfacteurs. He's truly a malfacteurs. And friends also are going to be here with Ryan Brunet on July 19th and July the 26th. Of course, Jackie Caillé, Ivy Duga, and the Cajun Cousins will be furnishing the music right here at beautiful downtown Eunice at the Liberty Theater. One of the only shows of its kind. Beautiful, traditional Cajun music. It don't get no better than that, yeah? We could make a beer commercial right here.
And also Ryan Brunet, my brother and I, we gave him his first accordion job ever.
Really?
Yeah. Back in 19, let me think.
Wow.
Like 1997, 96.
His first paying accordion job. And your brother's still a firefighter.
Yeah, he still is, yeah.
Yeah. So his brother plays the fiddle as well. You got the whole Dupuy family that could actually survive just playing Cajun music. But of course, being a firefighter, I know what he's going through for sure. Juste un rêve, just a dream, just a dream.
That's why we drive Escalades, I mean.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh, yeah. there was something on the internet the other day. A Cajun musician is the only guy that drives a 30-year-old car with a $3,000 accordion and needs to borrow money to put gas in there with a $50,000 sound system to go play a $50 gig.
Right.
It's the truth.
That's right.
It is the truth.
Except if your name is John Dale.
John Dale, you and I are going to talk in a little bit.
I drive Kool-Aid. I don't drive an Escalade.
Hold that thought. We're going to talk to you and I after a while. Just un rêve. Just a dream, baby.
Yeah.
Just a dream, baby. The schedule of bands that I gave you a while ago was the month of July, what's left of July for sure. And then on August 2nd, Ryan Simon with Acadien is going to be the guest here, one band. And then August the 9th, Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajun is going to be here at the Liberty Theater. August the 16th, you're going to have Wallace Trohan with Rice and Gravy. Also, you're going to have Kenneth Benoit and the Gravel Road Band. Going to be here. Two bands on that one night on the 16th. And August the 23rd, Swamp Pop Night. South 70 Band will be performing here. Of course, there's five weekends in August this year. So they're going to have, on August the 30th here, they're going to have Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys. And Lisa Cormier and the Sundown Playboys will be performing that night. So make plans to attend the Liberty Theater every Saturday. You're going to love it. Les Deux Pattes de Chico. The Chico two-step, baby.
Cindy Brown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We were talking about Cindy Brown today, about an accordion at the jam session today. So we're going to do it for you. Something called Les Deux Pattes de Chico.
Like that.
The next one, number 11, J'ai passé. I reckon that's J'ai passé devant ta porte. C'est la même chanson, ouais? J'ai passé devant ta porte. We don't even know how long the whole of that song is, really. Something that was recorded. You know, we just, the National Park Service just did this compilation CD called From One Generation to the Next. You can only buy it at the National Park Center. You can only buy it actually here at the Jean Lafitte Center for $10. Only the federal government can record a CD with so many artists and sell it for $10. You know, we need to get $15, $20 whenever we do one. But there is, Regimat does, J'ai passé devant ta porte. There's five different choruses to that song. You need to listen to it. He did some research on that. He took all of the old recordings and stuff, and he sang it. It'd be worth the $10 just to go listen to that one song. Of course, I'm on it with Cheryl Cormier, so that'd be another reason to buy it for sure, for $10. I'm just joking. But it's a great CD, but it has old musicians and young musicians playing together. And it's recorded right here, live, at the Liberty Theater. And this is one of the songs that's on that CD, something called J'ai passé devant ta porte, I passed in front of your door.
One, two, three, one.
J'ai passé devant ta porte, one of the prettiest songs in all Cajun music, for sure. In the month of September, they have actually a band lineup already for the month of September. September the 6th, it's going to be Jamie Berzos and the Cajun Tradition will be here on September the 6th. September the 13th, Bradley Venable and Kickback will be here. September the 20th, Tyler Rayon and the Cajun Ramblers will be furnishing the music, along with Mary Broussard and the Sweet Lalas will be here that night as well. September the 27th, happy birthday to Cos Fontenot, is going to be playing here on a Saturday. Cos Fontenot's birthday show, trust me, folks, you want to make that one for sure. And that's all the Saturday nights, but let me mention one show that's going to happen on a Friday night here in September at the Liberty Theater. On September the 5th, they have a tribute to the late, great Jimmy C. Newman here at the Liberty Theater. We sure lost a great Cajun musician, ambassador. Everywhere he went, he would tell people where he was from and why he would sing Cajun music, even at the Grand Ole Opry. Great, great singer, entertainer. I had been watching him forever. Cry, cry, darling. Remember that? A song that he wrote and recorded many, many years ago.